Doesn't make sense to me. And I'll be honest with you. I thought after what happened at Sandy Hook that that would make us think about it. The hardest day of my presidency, I've had some hard days, but nothing compares to being with the parents of 26-year-old kids, beautiful little kids, and some heroic teachers and administrators in that school just 2-3 days after they had been just gunned down in their own classroom. And you would have thought at that point, that's got to be enough of a motivator for us to want to do something about this. And we couldn't get it done. I mean, there was just, at least at the congressional level. So what we've done is we have tried as much as we can administratively to implement background checks and to make sure that we're working with those states and cities and jurisdictions that are interested and willing to partner with us to crack down on the illegal use of firearms, particularly handguns. But I'll be honest with you, in the absence of more what I would consider heroic and courageous stances from our legislators, both at the state level and the federal level, it is hard to reduce the easy availability of guns. And as long as you can go on to in some neighborhoods and it is easier for you to buy a firearm than it is for you to buy a book, there are neighborhoods where it's easier for you to buy a handgun and clips than it is for you to buy a fresh vegetable. As long as that's the case, we're going to continue to see unnecessary violence. But I guess I'll end by saying this. Despite those frustrations, despite the failure of Congress to act, despite the failure of too many state legislators to act, in fact, in some places it goes the opposite direction. People just say, well, we should have firearms in kindergarten, and we should have machine guns in bars. And you think I'm exaggerating. I mean, you look at some of these laws that come up.